Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Here are the Bulldogs now, carrying it forward. Well, a chance for them. They haven't scored 30 all year, so let's see if they can rack up their highest score. Hetherington, he's been strong at times today, and he's put on his back on the 30. Beyond Yodo, to the right to Thompson. Thompson away to Waverillo. Keeps it going to Meany. Feeding it out to Will Hopewadi. Almost called him John. And he's knocked over 12 metres out, just in from the right touchline. 3.5 to go. Now it's swung back to the middle. Beyond Yodo holds it. Dummies, throws to Averillo, then gets it onto a hard-running Waddell, but well handled by Nakora and also Trindle. Last play, Averillo pokes in a grubber towards the sideline, beats them all, touch and goal. So yet again, a fifth tackle option lets them down. It's feast or famine with those, and the last couple have been pretty poor for Canterbury. Gentlemen, who gets the three McDonald's McNuggets today as man of the match?
Oh, gee, Kennedy's been good at the back. He's had his moments, hasn't he? Rudolph through the middle, 160 metres, 28 tackles, couple of, he's a try. And Talakai, Gordy, he's had 16 runs, 180, almost 190 metres, probably clock up 200 by the time we're done. So there's been some Stan and Brayley as well. Been creative.
Do you know what? I don't think there's been a huge standout, but I think that the back three, you know, like if you give them points, I think that, you know, if you give those 1 point each where they get the 3 points, does that make sense?
Yeah.
McNuggets, Gordy, not points,
let's go with that. Let's give them one nugget each, the back three.
One nugget. Oh, sorry. So let's give them one nugget each.
Yep.
And we'll give one to Talakai because we can't have him putting on any more weight.
All right, but Talakai...
And I think Trindle for, like, steady in the shit.
Well, Talakai gets to pick the sauce.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, done.
I can see him being a barbecue sauce man rather than a sweet and sour. Cronulla have made an error here. What's that, Gordy?
I'm sweet and sour.
It's me too. So,
a pounder, meal deal, large. But I just do the Coke Zero too, guys.
Oh, well, you know, yeah, it's all about the health.
Well, it's about a balance. It's about a balance in your diet. You can't go all that.
And a medium, not a large.
No large. And 10 nuggets, sweet and sour sauce. But I leave a couple in there to make myself feel better.
Jake, hold there. Jake. For how long?
Well, you go back and have them cold when no one's watching. In
break. So Cronulla 44-24, and oh, there's Canterbury have lost it here. What's happened here? So what looked to be a Cronulla knock on has gone to Cronulla. So
I think it was a knockdown then.
Okay, 90 seconds.
We did lose a little bit of interest there talking about the Nuggets. I do admit we digressed.
Concentration was waning.
Game was over. It's 44-24 with a minute and a half.
And we're all a bit hungry, to be honest.
Yeah.
Here's the number 20 in Andrew Fifita.
He's had some moments, hasn't he? Some nice touches there. Yeah. Created a little bit of momentum through the middle.
Brayley turns it inside to Tracy. Beats two. Now brought down a metre out. Well, they might still get 50.
They will.
Played to Brayley. Grubber kick. Ricochets off a dog. And Hetherington falls on it. Followed up there after it hit him. And they didn't. You know what, Gertz? They don't deserve to have 50 put on
them. No, that's a good point. No, they don't. Their effort's definitely been there. And They've had their moments through the game, through a little bit of ill discipline and some errors, but otherwise, effort, I think, Trent Barrett, I mean, what can you say? I think if Johnson stays on, they get beat by probably about another 3 or 4 tries, to be honest. Their attack has fallen away dramatically, the Sharks, but, you know, they've turned up, they've put numbers around the football defensively, the Bulldogs, and they've been brave.
Now, we're heading off straight away because I think it's our Sydney audience and a few regionals are taking an AFL match after this. So once we go to full-time, we'll say farewell as Lewis gets it on now. It's Essendon versus the Giants. Okay, that's the AFL game tonight. Lewis, a little chip kick on the last play of the game, and it's taken here by Hamlin to LA. He doesn't want to be tackled. He put his hand down like a stop sign to Luke Thompson to say, please, mate, come on. It's over. Let's not belt each other one more time. And Thompson said, okay, we've belted each other enough. That's it. 44-24, Cronulla. A win which puts them into the top eight. They have now won 6 of their last 8. They're doing the business goods against teams they should beat.
Yep.
Wins over the Dragons.
Yep.
Gold Coast. That was at Coffs Harbour. Now, Penrith, but that was an Origin effect at Penrith.
Yep.
North Queensland and the Warriors. So you can't say they've beaten high flyers.
No.
But you know what? They're doing exactly what you have to do to sneak into the eight. They've also coughed up a game against Brisbane a few weeks ago. They lost to the Dogs earlier in the year, so they could be a bit better off. But, hey, they're in the eight. Well done to them.
Well, we get a look at them next week. I don't think they'll be with Johnson, though, but they come up against the high-flying Manly Seagulls, Dan. So the Sharkies fans will get a realistic look of where their team's at. Then they've got the Warriors. Then they've got the Knights. So if they... Depending on how they fare next week, and then they've got the Tigers down. They're a side that, with the run into the finals that they have, they should be able to win more than they lose. Yep. It should be good enough.
They should be. Here is the ladder after 19 rounds. So everyone's played 18, which means we're three-quarters of the way through the season. Melbourne and Penrith on 34. Melbourne a significant for and against advantage. Rabbitohs now have stretched away in third on 32. Looks like that's where they might finish, although Penrith have got some hard games coming up. Parramatta, fourth on their own in 28. Roosters, fifth on their own in 26. And Manly in sixth to themselves, 24. Then a huge gap, and this is where the battle begins. Dragons and the Sharks on 18. Sharks better for and against. Dragons just inside the eight after their loss to Gold Coast today. Canberra, they're on 18 as well. Remember, they had a great win on Thursday night, so they're right back.
Yeah, two in a row.
Gold Coast on 16, but a good for and against improvement for them. And then we've got Newcastle, terrible for and against on 16. So they're going to have to win one more than all those other teams.
Yep.
Tigers, Cowboys on 14, Warriors on 12, Broncos on 10, Dogs on 6. 30 seconds left. Gordy, we say goodbye to you. Good job, brother.
Thanks, Dan. Great call. Hopefully you guys jump in a bubble and come up and join me soon, eh?
Mate, I'll tell you what, Gerds, I'd do it.
I would too.
Yeah. Ewan were
if
ready.
If someone kidnapped me and I didn't have to go home and ask the family.
What? I'd ask her via email. You know, yeah, just exactly. Email her.
I'm in Gordy's spare room for a couple of months.
Which what, spare room? You say, like, there's only one. We've got to go.
The guest accommodation.
Triple M rocks the footy.
The Triple M NRL play of the day.
Oh, Nakora is away. Then he gets it on to Katoa down the right wing. Inside pass to Kennedy. Goodbye. Cronulla over. They're torching Canterbury down that side.
Triple M NRL game highlights.
Brayley throws to the right. Johnson.
Lovely.
Wonderful pass. And Katoa scores, and he's not going to make a mess of that. Kennedy throws the trendle. Cut-out pass, a mirror image of the first try. This time, Ronaldo Mulitalo goes over untouched. Could play the ball to Marshall King. Throws to Thompson. Yeah. Thompson for the line. He's close. He's very close. He thinks he's scored. To the right to Johnson. Runs a diagonal. Double pump. And then throws a pass, which is bounced straight to the lap of Katoa. Yeah, and this time, he's contorted his body to plant the ball down. Cora is away. Then he gets it on to Katoa down the right wing. Inside pass to Kennedy. Goodbye. Cronulla over. Dribble to Tracy. Holds the pass up for Talakai. Oh, he breaks them open. And Nick Leedy wanted no part of that at the back. Talakai strolls over. And the boot of Lewis awaits. Gets it. And sets himself. High kick across the face of goal. Up they go. And they come down with it with Leedy. It's a try to Canterbury.
The Bulldogs off to a great start in the second half.
Comes to Avarua. High kick coming down five out. Canterbury get it again. Meany to Napa. Two tries in a row.
Wow.
And Nick Meany, they won't go near him. Last tackle. Brayley goes himself. Then a short pass to Rudolph, who carries the defenders all the way to the line. And that was on the last tackle as well. Oh, what a run from Thompson. Beats one, beats another. Comes to the fullback. Then throws a pass, which is taken. And it's a try to Amarillo. Oh, yes, Luke Thompson. Here's a pass from Uele off the ground. Legal away to Tracy. Puts the foot down. It's Tracy. It's Meany. He's over, Tracy. Gee's got some toe. He outran Nick Meany to the line. And Cronulla get their seventh try. That's it. 44-24, Cronulla.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.